It's the Agribusiness Report. I'm Tony St. James. We're joined today by the Honorable Austin Scott, represents Georgia's 8th Congressional District. He's a member of the House Ag Committee. All around good guy, too. Great to see you.
Hey, Tony. Thank you for that. Glad to see you. Thanks for doing this.
Well, absolutely. We were talking just a moment ago. We've been doing this, I think, about 8 years. And I guess this is really the question. Are you surprised about anything compared to where you were 8 years ago and what you thought Congress would be?
Yeah, I'm surprised. I'm very surprised, especially with what happened this past week. In my years here, which is 13 years here, I've never seen Republicans side with the Democrats to take down a procedural vote, a rule on the floor of the House of Representatives that happened this past week. It's a very small percentage of the Republicans that conducted themselves that way. I think it was 11. It may have been 12 on the final vote, but it's less than 5% of the Republican conference that has voted with the Democrats and kept a piece of legislation from coming to the floor the past week. And in what we're here to talk about, if you looked at some of their comments that they made, one of the people in particular said that they wanted to make sure that there was no coalition put together to pass the Farm Bill or the National Defense Authorization Act or budget propositions. And that simply won't work, Tony. I mean, we've got to have a Farm Bill. 90% of production agriculture is in Republican districts. It's probably it and the NDAA are the two most important pieces of legislation to the people that I represent. And I never dreamed that Republicans from ag districts would think that you could balance the budget of the United States by eliminating the provisions for production agriculture, which account for 0.2% of total federal spending. And so I'm disappointed with what happened this last week. I'm disappointed with comments made by some of my colleagues, which represent, again, a very, very small fraction of the Republican Party. But we have a very small majority. And so when we have Republicans that go out and say that they won't vote for the Farm Bill under any circumstances, that's very disappointing to me. And it means it makes it that much harder for us to get a piece of legislation passed that supports production agriculture.
I want you to rewind the clock. We don't have to go back 8 years, but a year when you had multiple hurricanes come through that absolutely wiped out portions of Georgia. Yep. And it was the safety net that was there to kind of help along. Mm-hmm. But even with the safety net, it didn't make things whole, did it?
That's right. It didn't get anywhere close to whole. We worked together in a bipartisan manner. Congressman Bishop, Sanford Bishop from Georgia's 2nd District, his staff, my staff, we all worked together with other members. And I would remind you, the timber losses alone in Florida were $1 billion. Ultimately, the disaster package was about $3 billion. Nobody was made anywhere close to whole with what we did. But ad hoc disaster relief is not the way to provide a risk management tool for our farmers and our farm families. It takes too long for it to get to them. If they were totally dependent on ad hoc disaster relief, to be honest with you, they would probably be broke before it ever got to them. And so crop insurance and that system is the best thing that we can do for production agriculture, and that at least gives them the cash to make it through until any ad hoc disaster relief may be there. But again, you can't count on ad hoc disaster relief. You know, we need the commodity title. We need the crop insurance title. It accounts for 0.2% of total federal spending. It does tremendous amounts of good for our rural economies and our farm base in this country. And without those two things, I don't think you'll see production agriculture survive into the next generation. You may see corporate agriculture, but you won't see the farm family continuing to be out there doing what they do today, getting on the tractor and taking the risk that they take to grow a crop, to put that crop on the shelves for those of us in this country. The risk will just outweigh what they can handle financially.
You've identified some serious challenges to reauthorization of the 2023 Farm Bill. But it is a process you've got to do. You've got to tee that up and then let the, let the dice fall where they may. But as you do, what's part of your focus?
Yeah, so number one, our focus is work, work, work. We're going to outwork the people that are opposed to the Farm Bill. We're going to unite behind GT on the House Ag Committee. We do have good Republicans from my state. David Scott, Sanford Bishop are two good guys that are on the House Ag Committee. Our hope is that we get a good bipartisan piece of legislation that supports production agriculture out of committee, and that we bring it to the floor and that we pass it. And we expect it will be a coalition bill that is fair for the consumer that is dependent upon SNAP benefits. And there are a lot of our fellow brothers that need their SNAP benefits. We did raise the work requirements by 5 years from 49 to 54. We didn't raise it to senior citizen level, as some have said. It's a raise from 49 to 54 on the work requirements if you're going to receive SNAP benefits. And I think that we will get a good piece of legislation through the House of Representatives. We got to then get it across the floor of the House of Representatives.
There are 12 titles to that farm bill. And some that we don't normally talk about, but there's a trade title in there. There's a rural development title. How important are those, and can they maintain their funding?
Yeah, so this is they're extremely important, especially if you represent rural America as I do. I represent all or parts of 29 counties. The majority of those counties are rural counties. Without agriculture, you don't have the tax base for a school system or a city or a county in those rural counties. You don't have the tractor dealerships, the car dealerships, or the restaurants. And so in those communities where agriculture is the economy, it is 100% of the economy. Everything else is dependent upon it. So the grants through USDA, all of those things are important, but nothing is as important to me as the crop insurance and the commodity title. Without that, rural America is going to suffer. Over the last couple of years, we've seen the SNAP benefit portion of the Farm Bill move from 65% all the way up to, it looked like it was going to be 85%, and now it's back down to about 81%. So we now have to, whether it be USDA grants, whether it be CRP-type programs or conservation programs, or the commodity support and the crop insurance programs, those things used to get a combined about 35 to 40% of the farm bill. Now those things combined are going to get somewhere around 18% of the farm bill. And so it is absolutely going to put significant pressure on all aspects of those other titles in the farm bill. You take that coupled with the fact that you have some Democrats, not all Democrats, but some Democrats that want to add what they're calling an environmental title to the farm bill. And where would they take that money from? They're not going to take it from the SNAP benefits. So they would try to stick another title in there and take more from those things that those of us in rural America actually need. And we need to make it through. We needed to make it through, this year and next year and the following year. So very concerned about the approach of some on the extreme left to it. Very concerned about the approach of some on the extreme right to it. And Tony, we're just going to, we're going to outwork them. We're going to keep going on a daily basis, and we're going to beat them with the truth.
Well, next time I see you, I'm sure you'll have your work gloves. You'll be ready to go. Will you come back and see us?
Absolutely. I'll have my work gloves or my boxing gloves, one or the other on. But it's, we don't expect it to be easy. We didn't expect it to be easy when this year started.
Come back and see us.
We will.
The Honorable Austin Scott, representing the 8th Congressional District of Georgia, member of the House Ag Committee, and joins us on today's Agribusiness Report.